Chapter 10. The USA and the Special Relationship. I'll start this chapter with the words of Henry Louis Mencken, often just called H.L. Mencken, who was an American journalist, essayist, satirist, cultural critic, commenting widely on the social scene. He was especially critical of prominent politicians. His satirical reporting on the Scopes trial, which he dubbed the Monkey Trial, also gained him attention. The trial was about evolution being taught in a school, which was against the law in Tennessee. He spotted 100 years ago that the American public had fallen to a moronic low. Here are his words taken from his On Politics, A Carnival of Buncombe, written in 1920. As democracy is perfected, the office of president represents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron. Well, he has been proved right. The USA has now had two morons in the White House, Bush Jr. and Trump. And we may well have the second one again, unless the rapture intervenes. Unbelievably, around 50% of Americans believe that the rapture is at hand, and that Jesus will come back, and all but the faithful few will be destroyed by his angelic crew. I must add that there are many different versions and disagreements about the rapture, which seems to have been invented by someone around 1830. Okay, back to reality. A chapter on the USA is relevant here because Britain's foreign relations with it are a little confused. When you hear about the USA today, you will probably hear about the special relationship we have with America. This is, and always has been, utter nonsense. The USA started off so well, learning from the past and embodying principles of the then recent and ongoing European Enlightenment, by having a group of politicians, the founding fathers, who had real vision, fueled by an understanding of the philosophy of the European Enlightenment. Realizing that a hereditary monarchy is not such a good idea. Realising that a republic might be a better model for enlightened governance. Disestablishing the church, thereby completely removing religion from the public sphere. Oh well, at least they tried. Separating the judiciary from the political executive. Writing a constitution. Writing a Bill of Rights. The subsequent story of USA's moral and philosophical decline is a tragically sad one for me, considering the hopes that I still have for the Republic of Great Britain. Fundamentalist Christianity has gripped North American politics in ways that the Founding Fathers tried so hard to avoid from the first faltering steps. They could see the disaster that religion in politics and education would cause. They must be writhing in their graves to see their nation foundering on the rocks of faith-based politics. It is now almost impossible for a politician to succeed in the USA without wearing his ridiculous belief system on his sleeve. Even Barack Obama, a clear atheist, before his presidential campaign, had to do God in his pre- and post-appointment years. We have lived through a truly scary time, which for a short moment saw Sarah Palin emerge as a realistic presidential candidate. Palin was the worst that America's decline had produced so far, written before I had heard of Trump. She was thankfully defused in a telling two-hour television documentary screened in the UK in 2011. Her astonishing ignorance of the world and her jaw-dropping gaffes are well documented on YouTube If you want some fun for 20 minutes or so, do have a look. Quite extraordinary. Palin was exposed to be the worst of what fundamental religion can produce, in that she had a conviction that she was doing God's work and was therefore untouchable. She wielded her political power as governor of Alaska in ways that the Mafia and Taliban would be proud. God bless America. That only rich men can become president is a fact of life, echoed in nearly every other democracy too. The question is perhaps better put as, would a person with the charisma, skills and drive to be president be successful in other areas of life? I expect that someone with presidential characteristics would be financially successful long before they run for office. Yet again, the normal curve comes to our aid by presenting us with an evidence-based observation. The simple fact is that not all of us can run a big organisation or indeed a country. This takes the emotion out of cries of it's not fair or it's undemocratic if a poor person cannot rise to lead. It's just a fact, demonstrated by the normal curve. Accept it. The special relationship was a phrase probably invented by Winston Churchill for political and propaganda reasons, but you only need to look at history to see that it is a complete myth. A few short examples will make my point. If special means you get a discount, buddy, then we were to be disappointed. See the paragraph on John Maynard Keynes' World War II loan agreement below. If special means that in 1956 we will actively stop you from taking military action in Egypt, but hey man, you better join us in Iraq, that's Iraq to you and me, to finish the job that W's dad didn't finish, that's George W. Bush's father and former president, for those of you who are too young to know, then yes, it's special all right. If special means we will stand by you shoulder to shoulder, then we were to be disappointed when Thatcher wanted USA support in her war against Argentina. See below. If special means we are equals in current extradition treaty arrangements, then think again. And so on. One could go on, and indeed one will. Time and time again, we have been stitched up by the business-savvy Yanks as our poor, eaten, educated, sense-of-fair-play idiots of ambassadors and politicians just rolled over to have their tummies tickled when their food bowls were being raided. I am referring to the funding of the Second World War here. We were royally and quite rigidly shafted by the Americans when John Maynard Keynes went to the USA to arrange a loan to finance World War II. We gave them our best science, research and development, in return for which we agreed to pay interest on the loan, which we could not repay until 2006. One might have thought that interest payments would be waived once the USA joined the war. But hey, business is business. Yet, our scientists had told the USA how to finish the job of making radar work properly, and from Alan Turing's Bletchley work, how to make computers work. Ed Balls, New Labour's Minister of Ballroom Dancing, formally thanked the USA for their help. Incredible. This one transaction certainly sealed the fate of Great Britain, removing us from any meaningful position in the world. We have effectively been bust ever since. I hoped we had a chance with Obama, but sadly he became an aberration after that stupid, surprised look of idiotic Bush. Until Obama had faced down the huge corporate corruption, that is American politics, he was doomed to failure. The main problem for Obama was the stupidity of most Americans in not being able to understand the complex issues behind their financial woes, plus the fact that he was at fault for not changing anything. Obama's campaign oratory was not backed up by actions. His promised change faltered at the first step. He was sucked into USA's corrupt political system and punished in the midterm congressional elections. It's a shame, but he must take most of the blame for his failure because the people would have supported him in the early days of his administration. This book will hopefully be published by the time of the next presidential elections, but if he or Biden does not explain the facts of life to his electorate, then he will be replaced by a Republican or worse. Sarah Palin.
Eek.
God help us. Update written in 2020. Then we got Trump. I have no words. Update in 2022. We get Biden, for whom I have some regard. Read my blog. Update in 2023. Trump has announced he is now standing as Republican candidate for the 2025 presidential election. God bless America and God help us all. He goes back to court next month. Fingers crossed. Postscript. There are other Republican candidates. Fingers double crossed.